Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Andy. I needed to let you know that we are coming down to the wire on RebateJet.com. What's RebateJet? It's a platform I created for you guys, the small to medium-sized sellers trying to compete against those big brands with those big budgets. Go now to RebateJet.com, sign up for that free seller account before it goes away this month. Now, why do you want to be a part of RebateJet? Just a few things. You can list promo codes for free. You can offer 3 rebates free per day. You can list your products and sell them directly to our customers on our website. We even have a free liquidation marketplace for you to unload products that didn't work out. We also have something else crazy in the works. You guys are going to love it. Go now, RebateJet.com. Now onto the show.
Welcome to the Seller Roundtable e-commerce coaching and business strategies with Andy Arnott and Amy Wiese.
All right. Welcome, everyone, to Seller Roundtable number 19. I'm your host, Amy Wiese, and Andy Arnott is out this week. But we're looking forward to a wonderful podcast today, and we are talking about inspections with our special guest, Angelo Vergara from Kima. Welcome, Angelo.
Thank you, Amy, and thank you guys for having me here.
So, Angelo, tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got started in the inspections business.
Okay. Let me tell you guys first that I didn't start in the inspection business. I didn't start in QC. I actually started in the telecommunications industry. And a bit of background on my just QC industry side, my family actually owned a factory in the Philippines, a textile factory in the Philippines. And that's how I got started really in this industry. Is since we have our own factory, I was very familiar with production lines and textiles. We used to be a supplier for Oshkosh, but we have now sold that company and factory. So we don't have it anymore. I started at Kima about 3 years ago as a coordinator for a senior sales manager, and I moved up to an account management role roughly about 2 years ago now. That's a bit of a background myself with working with Kima.
Wonderful. And, you know, most of our listeners are Amazon sellers, and some of them are in retail and having their own private label brands. And I would say many of them import from China, but some also import from other countries. So can you tell us a little bit more about the coverage that Kima offers?
Yes, definitely. So China, definitely we cover China. That is not an issue. Majority of our inspectors, and you'll see here in the coverage map, that we cover anywhere in China. And we also operate in 85 countries around the world. So anywhere that you have production, we can be there and do the inspections for you.
So if this week I have an order in China and next week I've got a product coming from India, I can just go online to my Kima portal and order my inspections or anything that I need.
That's correct.
That's pretty cool. That's a lot of coverage. Wow. Like, how do you guys, you have an office in every single one of these countries?
So not in every country, but we do have offices in different continents, of course. Asia, we have a few offices. But to let you guys know, most of our inspectors, like all of our full-time inspectors, are employees. So they are local to the country. In some cases, if, for example, this happens a lot in Latin America, if we don't have a local inspector in the country that we're doing the inspection in, and this inspector has to be qualified for that product category, we will be sending in an inspector from another country. So we'll fly them in for your inspection, no additional costs. That's covered in the mandate charge that we'll negotiate with you.
Awesome. So you guys are a management-owned business. What exactly does that mean?
The short answer to that is that our management and our employees were given a chance to invest in the company. So it is in our best interest as employees for the company to succeed. And being able to visit our headquarters in Hong Kong, go to China and visit our different offices around the world, you know, it really reflects on all of our employees that we want to do our best and make the company succeed. And that is how we've actually grown to this size in the short span. Not really short span, but back from the 90s. I'm just comparing it to like the other QC companies that's been around for like hundreds of years. So we are practically new. But going back to what I said, it's in our best interest, okay, to make the company succeed and grow.
Awesome. So, you know, when I was at the Canton Fair, I learned that not all inspection companies are created equally.
Yes.
just because, you know, when you're at Canton, you have like all these inspection companies running up to you, giving you their card, and they're telling you like, oh, it's, you know, ours is so cheap and, you know, it's we're local and all these different things. Obviously, they're trying to compete with each other, of course. But you have to really watch out for some of them. I heard in China because they get paid off by the factories and stuff.
Yes.
So it's like kind of a crazy thing. So can you, I'm sure you know way more about that kind of stuff than I do, because you've probably like seen all the crazy things that happen. What kind of things when our listeners are looking for an inspection company, what kind of things should they look for?
Well, let me give you a bit of a background on how we started as a company. So our founder, he had his own trading company. And at that time, he had to work with the big QC companies and other smaller ones. Now, he was not very happy with the service that he was getting. Most of the time, the companies that he was working with are not fast. And we know in production, things change right and very rapidly. And he needs a company that is able to keep up with his production. And he was not happy with the inspection reports that he's getting. He's not getting any data that that he needs. So out of that frustration, he created KEMA. Well, back then we were named Asia Inspection because we started in China and in Asia mostly. So that's how we started. We were created so that we can be better than any of the other QC companies. What to look for in an inspection company? First, I would look for a partnership. Definitely, that's what I would like to look for. You want to have somebody in your inspection company that would help you answer your QC questions. And this is most of the questions that I get from Amazon sellers, because they are starting up their own business. They don't have a lot of idea of what to do with QC. And most of the time when you work with inspection companies, they have their own process that you have to abide with, and most of the time you might not understand. And if you ask questions, it might take you like a week before you get a response, or they just tell you like, hey, this is what it is, you have to follow through. Look for a company that would help you build your business as a partner, definitely. So, and that's what we provide, is that not only are we your inspection company, but we answer your questions and help you build your QC programs. We have our account management team, our business development team, and our support team all dedicated to you to answer any of your questions about QC and get you started. Another thing to look out for is speed. And when I talk about speed, is how quick are they to be able to do the inspection for you. For us, we only need 2 days notice to be at your factory to do the inspections. Other QC companies, you might have to schedule a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance, and 3 weeks in advance before they can before you can schedule an inspection. And as I mentioned, things change in production rapidly. You want to have an inspection company that's flexible as well. So say you schedule an inspection 3 weeks in advance, and that inspection date needs to be changed. We allow you to change your inspection order the day before the inspection. Some companies might not allow you to do that, or might even charge you for changing something in your inspection order. Another thing to look out for is that what are other things that you can get from your inspection company? You might get an inspection report that tells you, hey, this is what we found. What we do differently is that not only do we give you an inspection report, on your online portal, we capture all the QC data for you, and it's available on a dashboard. So you don't have to look at all the inspection reports and see how your QC program or your defects and how your suppliers are working. You can easily check that and see and make adjustments with your suppliers. Hey, I found this defects for the last three inspections, and this is what we need to work at. So those are value-added things that we offer with our company. And there's a lot more. But go back to what initially said, mostly what I look for in an inspection company is that partnership.
Got it. For them to be open with you, to answer your questions, and that, you know, they're providing exactly what you need so that you know that the things that you're getting inspected are being done thoroughly and being done by industry standards and all of that fun stuff. And then having that communication, you pointed out, you know, you do have to change something, which happens all the time. You know, you don't want to be stuck in this situation where you're stuck making a decision that's bad for your business just because you couldn't change an inspection date or because you're locked in with some kind of charges for something. So that's a really good thing. So now I guess we're going to get into inspections, because this is like the biggest thing. You know, I see a lot of people out there in the online forums. They're wondering, you know, who does anyone know a good inspection company, and, you know, when should I get it inspected and all of that. So the first question I think a lot of people would like to know is, how do we know what kind of inspection our product needs? So, for example, if I'm selling a shirt, how should it be inspected versus me selling like a toy or a computer mouse?
Oh, definitely. So different product categories, different product types should have different inspection protocols. So as what Amy is showing here on this slide, we provide comprehensive inspection services for a lot of consumer goods, and including food. So as you can see here, each inspector is trained for different product categories, soft lines versus hard lines. A shirt would have a different inspection protocol versus definitely a mouse. With us, you don't have to worry about what needs to be inspected, because we have a team that would actually create a customized checklist for your products. And that's, I think, what's great with working with us, especially for Amazon sellers, because what I found with Amazon sellers that I work with is that they have very unique products sometimes, and a general inspection checklist won't do, especially on like electronics and stuff, function tests. We have our electronics experts that will look at your product and create that customized checklist. So that's one less thing that you have to worry about.
Now, yeah, what you guys were talking about before is, like when we were doing our presentation before, you were just talking about like, if I need an inspection, I go online to Kima, to my online portal, and I don't have to pay anything to have that account. I just go on there.
Yes.
And I can go in and say, okay, I need inspection of this. And you have a form on there that I can fill out and I can put, okay, it's a piece of, it's a clothing item or it's this or that. And then you automatically walk me through what needs to get done based on the standards that are out there. And that just removed so much of my anxiety about having an inspection done, because I was worried about like what has to be inspected. Like, I don't know what all the requirements are, what it should look like, what it shouldn't look like. Should it be 100% inspected? What's the standard? You know, so I love that you guys make it so easy. I just put there, this is my product, and you automatically tell me, yep, this is what you need at a minimum. These are other things that you can have. And you allow also to create some additional custom questions to be added to an inspection.
Yes, definitely. So as you mentioned on the booking platform, to book your inspections, we made it straightforward. You just enter your product details there. You can upload all your product specs. And the reason why we have that 2-day lead time is because 2 days prior to the inspection, that's when our team will look at your order, review your order, make sure that we have everything that we need from you for that inspection, create that custom checklist, and be ready for that inspection. And again, you can customize a checklist if you want to. We provide you with thousands of different product type checklists available on your account. Now, creating the account is free, so you can take a look at it, customize it as you see fit for your product. And we can definitely work with that. We follow your directions. And if you're not sure, you can, ask your account manager, and creating that checklist.
All right. And then other things that I'm sure people are wanting to know is, you have this information here about the different times that you can have an inspection. So
yes.
Really, and our listeners can't see the slides that we're looking at. So we want to make sure that we're talking to them. But the bottom line is, most people get their products inspected right before shipment. Is that right? Do most people do that? Or is there better times to have it inspected? What would you recommend at a minimum? And also, what are the best practices there?
So majority of clients, and typically most clients, would do a pre-shipment inspection. That is the most common one. I would say 90% of the time, that's the only thing that people do. And it's okay. It's fine to do a pre-shipment inspection. That is your final check before accepting that product from your supplier. So at a minimum, this is what I would say to do. A pre-shipment inspection, and it says here 80 to 100% of production. And what that means is that 80 to 100% must be finished and packed for that inspection. Now, what I do find now is that some clients, they see the downside of just doing a pre-shipment inspection, because when you do a pre-shipment inspection, that 80 to 100%, that's very close to your shipment date. Most of the time, it's a day or a couple of days before your shipment. Now, what if we found a lot of defects? And you see in the inspection report, oh no, there's a lot of things that I need to work on this production, on this defects. So it doesn't really give you a lot of time to make those adjustments with your supplier. So what I suggest is to move the inspection upstream on the production line, to either do a initial product check or a DuPro during production, which is at 20 to 80% of production, because you want to detect those defects early in production so that you have time to make adjustments with your supplier.
Ah, so instead of waiting for the pre-shipment inspection, it might be better to do a during product inspection or during production inspection so yes. That let's say there's this major defect that's happening that, we would need to know about. Otherwise, if we wait till pre-shipment, we've got 1,000 units pumped out and they're all wrong.
That's correct.
That makes sense. But what about the cost between the two? So is every single inspection the same cost? Is there a way to maybe cut costs and have like kind of a smaller level of inspection done during production, or versus have a larger inspection done during production and then have a smaller just kind of last minute check done before shipment? What's the best way to handle that?
Well, it's really up to you on how you would like to handle that. What I suggest is actually do a more stringent type of inspection early at the DoPro level. Be more strict on the early production because you want to see all the defects, right? Right away. And if you're happy with how that inspection report is, or the quality of that production, you might not even need a pre-shipment inspection if you choose to. If you've been working with that supplier for years, you did a DoPro, quality's good, everything passes, then you can choose not to do a pre-shipment inspection just because you've been working with that company, have an established relationship with that factory already, and you know that their production run is usually good. And you can look at the dashboard as well to verify that. Now, when it comes to costs, or actually to that point as well, and you can do, if you're not happy, okay, with a during production inspection, and you feel like there's more, then you can do the same stringent inspection or checklist for that inspection on the PSI to see that the checklist you're using, the same checklist for your product, and you're comparing apples to apples for the defects.
Got it. So what you're saying basically is, let's say it doesn't do too well during our production and we're like, oh man, what's going on? But the supplier says, yep, we fixed it. Well, in that case, then it's probably worth it for me to order a pre-shipment inspection and have it just re-inspected at that same quality level. And I know, yes, a lot of people are afraid of the cost of inspection, because we're already paying tariffs, we're already paying extra taxes, everything like that, and we're freaked out about that. But I was surprised to learn that your inspections actually are pretty affordable. Can you tell us about the cost of an inspection?
Yes. So there are different mandate rates for different countries. To give you an idea, for China, we charge $309 per mandate of inspections in China. So that's an all-inclusive pricing. And that's what makes us different as well with other companies, is that when I say all-inclusive, that includes your inspection report, the inspector's travels costs like hotel, meals, and any other travel expenses. So you're not looking at your invoice at the end of the day, having all these extra charges because your inspection happened in Ningbo or wherever. So we give you that one price, and that's what you pay for at the end for one mandate of inspection. Now, when I say a mandate, we will determine the workload that we can do for per mandate, and you will see that initial code as well of how many mandates it would take for that inspection when you book your order, right before you confirm your order. So it's a lot easier for you to budget your inspections, because when you complete the form, we will tell you there, hey, this would take one mandate or this would take two mandates. So you can make adjustments on the sampling size. Really, the cost for the number of mandates depends on the sampling size, or how many samples we have to check for your product per day.
And you make recommendations on the standards, because I know a lot of people are nervous about, should I do a 100% inspection? And I know from what we teach in our Canton Fair Experience course, we just teach them really should go by the AQL inspection standards. So you don't really need to do a 100% inspection. that's going to take multiple man days and your quality is going to go way down because that, think about if you were an inspector and you had to sit there and pick up every single piece and look at it. So it's actually recommended that you do an inspection that is not so stringent because that allows for the inspector to take more time looking at one or two units from each carton and, you know, making sure that it's good. Or if it's during production, they're doing a better job of inspecting one product across a whole production line, you know, along the way, instead of like, oh my gosh, I have to pick up every single one of these. And then what's the other thing about, you know, what I'm nervous about sometimes, I think, is you send an inspector in and your factory's not ready. And then you paid for that. Well, how do you prevent that from happening at Kima?
Well, let me go back to what you said about the 100% inspection. I just want to let people know, and because I do get this request a lot of times from actually Amazon sellers. 100% inspection, it is very rare for somebody to do 100% inspection. And definitely do not expect to do 100% inspection at your first order. Most of the time, the only reason why companies would do 100% inspection is if they've done previous inspection in the production. Let's say, for example, they did a DuPro and a pre-shipment inspection, and it's still failing, and there's still a lot of defects. So that is your last resort. Basically, what they're doing there is, and most of the time what we do at 100% inspection is that we don't look to do function tests anymore because it's already been done down the production line with other inspections. Most of the time, the 100% inspection is for us to just sort out defective products because the client doesn't want them to be shipped out. And you're right, it takes a lot of mandates for 100% inspection. Start with the standard. On the AQL table, the standard is AQL level 2. So depending on how big the lot is or the total quantity of your order, there's a certain sample size for level 2 that we will inspect. To give you an idea, let's say, let me pull up my AQL table here. For a lot size of, a lot size of 1200 to 3200 units, the AQL level 2 is 125 samples. So that 125 will give you the data you need, enough data that you need to make a decision on the quality of your whole lot. It's a good representation already of how the whole lot is doing for when it comes to the quality side. Now, you can lower that down to a level 1 or make it more stringent to a level 3. Sampling size, so a level 3 sampling size for those for that lot size, 1200 to 3200. Let me double check. Is L to be 200 pieces.
Got it. So
it's not a big difference, but again, that should be enough samples to give you relevant data to show what the quality is of your whole lot.
And it's not like an inspector is trained to make sure that if it's 125 pieces out of 1200, they're not just taking 125 pieces that are piled up over here in the corner. They're making sure they're going across the whole area and taking one from here and one from here and making sure that along all the line of production that the quality is standard across the board.
That's correct. Yes. So actually, our protocol for our inspectors when they come into the factory, and this is why we say finish and pack, is it has to be finished pack in the shipping boxes. And our inspector comes in and he selects random shipping boxes to be open, and he would select random samples from each of those boxes.
Thanks for tuning in to part one of this episode. Join us every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time for live Q&A and bonus content after the recording at sellerroundtable.com. Sponsored by the ultimate software tool for Amazon sales and growth, SellerSEO.com and AmazingAtHome.com.